If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout. This is cock worship. Hallowed be thy dick. It's hard to conceptualise cock worship as a kink in and of itself, because I already love your cock. The idea of specifically setting down to worship it feels as odd to me as collective prayer might feel to a person whose spirituality resonates in everything they do. Worship your cock? What, specifically and deliberately? I already live in a state of low-level cock worship, even when it isn't in my mouth. I meditate on the memory of your cock throughout the day. I think about it when you're sitting on the sofa with your hands down your pants, for sure, but also when your hands are elsewhere, playing video games or rolling cigarettes or reaching for the remote to change the channel. And no, I can't see it exactly, I just know it's there. So you're never just changing the channel. You're changing the channel with a cock in your jeans. When you go to take a shower, I can hear the water running, and sometimes I think to myself of how that water might flow down your body and pour off the end of your dick. I wonder if the warmth of that water is making you hard. As you turn the faucet and I hear the water stop, I wonder how the soft towel feels when you rub it between your legs. It's not that I have a one-track mind, it's that your dick is uniquely attention-grabbing. You're never just doing something. You're doing something while in possession of that cock. That's what the phrase cock worship means to me. But cock worship is meant to mean something more, something kinkier. Worship is an act, not just this constant underlying devotion. Cock worship in the kinky sense is about those moments when I do get to see it, when I can feel it and squeeze it and stare at it and wrap my wet lips around the smooth head of it. Not the throat-fucking moments when you grip my head and direct me like my skull is a fleshlight, but the times when you sit back and let me get to work. Go to town on it. I'm not sure I like the word worship. It feels too much like prayer, as if my love for your cock is based on faith alone. But the beauty of your taut, hard dick is that it's deliciously, tangibly real. The firmness of it when I squeeze it in my hand, the smooth texture of the skin, the satisfying sensation of squeezing tight just below the ridge of the head, then tugging gently to give comforting pressure. That tiny vein running from base to tip on the underside, which I can feel with my lubed up fingertips if I concentrate hard enough. Worship itself implies a god. Someone so distant and unreal and unresponsive that you'll never know if you've pleased them. Your devotion may be rewarded, it may not, but whether it's even been received is a matter you must take on faith alone. This is not how I want my cock worship to go. If you have to be a deity, be an interventionist one, a visible one. When I'm paying homage to your beautiful, rock-solid, powerful, twitching dick, be the kind of god who gives their congregation praise in return. I'll perform cock worship if you promise to be this type of god, moaning and gasping and aching like every noise that comes from your mouth is a proclamation, guiding me to the path which will bring you most pleasure. The kind of god who tells your flock exactly how to please you. No, better, be one of the ancient gods who showed up in person to tell mere mortals directly how to be. Don't be the Christian god who impregnated Mary by magic. Be Zeus, who took matters into his own celestial hands. There is nothing metaphorical about the cock worship I perform. It's real and tangible and spit-lubed and intense. So be the kind of God who returns that devotion in kind, who rewards my piety with manna direct from heaven itself. A half-choked good girl at the moment I please you most, and the ambrosia that is a throatful of your cum. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it and make suggestions too. This piece is one that came from Boo, who is witteringwench1 on Twitter, and I very much appreciated the suggestion because I had a lot of fun writing this and reading it.